but you can then take the tape and then write down things and pick out what you want.
Yeah,
I hope this is working. I think it is.
Well, now,
I should have written down a list of questions, but Glenn, you know, he was so good to all us boys. He was so generous, you know, and he spent so much time with us. We always wondered how come he had so much time. But what I wondered, now let's see, was he divorced from a first wife or something? That's what I wondered, because he told us kids once, after he'd been in Ogden there for a few months, that he had to go back and settle some business in California. And sure enough, 2 months later, he comes back. Did you marry him then, after that, or?
Well, now, I married him in 47.
In 47, which is?
And he had been married to a gal in Salt Lake, and they had a boy. And
really?
He was about 10 years old when Glenn divorced her. And then after we were married, we went to California, but we came back and we lived in Ogden, so it's kind of a duplication of things. And I really don't know whether he and his first wife lived in Ogden, but I thought they did.
You know, the thing that happened, you know, you were down in that Best, which was maybe LaBelle's store.
Yeah.
And I heard them, you know, they call out the names of people, and I heard Salter.
Uh-huh.
So I came over and asked you.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
And then you told me, I believe, that he was, now he was in optometry, wasn't he?
He was an optician. He wasn't a doctor. He was the optician.
But he fit glasses and things,
well,
is that right?
Glasses. He cut and edged them and put them in the frame and adjusted them. And let's see, when he left Ogden and went to California, now his two older brothers became optometrists. They were doctors. They could examine the
eyes. I see.
But Glenn made the glasses. And California to Ogden, he worked for an optical. They sort of transferred him up from California, and then he changed up in Ogden to Standard Optical, and then Standard Optical transferred him down to Provo.
Well, so when did he come to Provo? What year did he come down here?
Now let's see.
You were married to him when you came down here, is that right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Let's see, like I say, I married him in 47, and we went to California, and then he married me, and I had two children.
Already, huh?
I already had two children.
Were you a widow or divorced or what?
I was a widow.
You were a widow.
Uh-huh. I married a fellow in Salt Lake. And when he was 31 years old, he had appendix operation, and he died from it. That, it's one of those operations where the an embolism goes to the heart. And we were both just 31, and that left me with a girl and a boy.
Mm.
And then I went to work for an optometrist in Salt Lake, and that's how I met Glenn, because he worked for the optical shop in Salt Lake.
Uh-huh.
And so we got married and went to California, and we stayed there about 10 years.
Los Angeles area?
Yes, we lived in Temple City.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that's close to Arcadia and Pasadena and all those cities around there. And then we decided to come back, and he wanted to go to Ogden, so we went to Ogden.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there about 10 years. Well, he went into Boy Scouting up there again, you know.
Did he?
He sure did. And I was the assistant scoutmaster. And of course,
do you know what ward he was in when he went back to Boy Scouting?
Well, now we lived on 34th Street.
34th, okay.
Down that
I
way.
Grew up on 30th around Madison.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we were just about Adams there on 34th.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Is there a Jefferson ward? I keep wanting to say Jefferson ward.
The wards out in that area were the 9th ward and the 34th ward, because I remember that.
34th sounds more like what we...
Might have been.
Yeah.
See, my wife was on 32nd Street and Orchard.
Oh.
She was a Langford. Her dad was a plumber.
And let's see. Of course, see, while we were in California, then our son was born. He was born in 1951.
So you did have a son by
Glenn.
Glenn.
Uh-huh.
Just one?
Just one.
What's his name?
Doug.
And he's the one that's playing in the rock band?
Uh-huh. And he works down at Raritan Tire. He's a welder. Installs the mufflers.
I see. Well, let's see then. So you moved to Provo about what year?
Let's see. When Doug was about 18, so that would be about 69.
Around 69.
Uh-huh.
Glenn was here then.
Yeah,
and alive.
There. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And Standard Optical transferred him down to Provo, and he worked at Standard Optical down there on Center Street. Let's see, and that would have been 69, and let's see, then he died in what, 74, or was it 75?
He died in 75, huh?
75, I think.
Boy, and here I was living in Provo, and I never knew he was here.
Well, while we were up in Ogden, now, Glenn's cousin was married to Dick Cave, who run the pharmacy.
Well, I remember
in
Cave Pharmacy. Yeah.
Washington Terrace, and your brother worked there.
Right, didn't
he?
My brother Eugene.
Yeah. So that's how Glenn found out where you were. Of course, at that time, we were living in Ogden.
Yeah.
And then when we moved down here, of course, we took the paper and we saw articles about you in the paper, and Glenn says, oh, I just got to get in touch with him. And it seems like, I don't know, the years passed. Now, while we were up in Ogden, he had an operation for cancer.
Oh, really?
He had colon cancer.
Uh-oh.
And the doctor that operated on him, I don't know whether you know him or not, I think he's at Utah University now, it was Dr. John Dixon, and he did the operation, and Glenn never had any more trouble with that. And if I remember my facts right, he lived 15 years after that before he had a heart attack.
Yeah, this John Dixon was a son of Aldous Dixon, who was president of Weber College when I was young. Going to Weber College.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Well, you know, I often wondered, whatever happened to Glenn Salder?
Well,
in my mind, he had disappeared off to California. So.
Well, of course, we did live down there about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
We quite enjoyed it, you know. And of course, while he was down there, he and one of his brothers, they formed an orchestra, and we went around to all the wards and played. And that was quite an experience, you know, that was nice.
Which brother, how many brothers and sisters did he have?
Oh, he only had, the one brother died, but there was the two older ones that lived. Older than Glenn, uh-huh. Glenn was the youngest living. And the one brother lived kind of over on, towards the Los Angeles Temple, and the other brother lived in Temple City. Mm-hmm. And of course that was Vern that formed the orchestra, and of course we were always into music, it seemed like.
Well, now another thing that interested me, kids don't pay much attention to things. For some reason, during the 6 months of the year 1936, I kept a diary every day for 6 months, and Salter's name is on every other page all the way through this diary, because we were always over there.
Yeah.
And in my diary, I read that Salter's mother, Glenn's mother, was a Hall.
Yes.
Her maiden name was Hall.
Mm-hmm.
What was her first name? Do you remember?
Well, her name was Martha. Let's see. They called her Maddie all the time.
It said in my diary, I wrote down a name in my diary of what his mother's name was. Last name was Hall, but I don't remember Maddie or Martha quite. But in my diary I said she was from Iowa. Well, my Halls are from Iowa.
Oh.
And I thought, golly, Glenn and I are probably related. So,
Yes. Now, Glenn used to talk about Grandpa Hall all the time.
Yeah, well, my Grandpa Hall wouldn't have been his Grandpa Hall. I know that
well,
for sure.
Well, probably not.
But if we went back further, there might be some connection. I've got to go to the genealogy library or the BYU and search that one out. That would be interesting to know.
Well, yes. Now, Maddie's maiden name, though, was Elmer.
Her maiden name was Elmer. I see. So but she... Where'd she get the name Hall then? She married to Hall?
No. When Glenn's father died, she married a Jensen.
Oh, that's the name I remember, is Jensen.
Yeah. Let's see, what'd they call him? B. Jensen? Or
Let's go over that again. Now, Glenn's blood mother, what was her name then, Matt?
Maddie. Well, as I understand, it's supposed to be Martha. To be accurate.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting.
Well, this is... these are these coats of arms.
And now, isn't that
something? Yeah, you've got one here for Hall, Salter, Elmer, and Child.
Now, this is a book that is on my father's side. I think it's kind of interesting just to glance through it. My father...
Mixteds?
Yes, uh-huh. Let's see.
Schoharie County, New York. Man, we lived over in that area for 7 years while I worked for General Electric.
Oh, for goodness sake. Let's see.
This is a book written by Lee Allen Beckstead, descendants of John Beckstead, born about 1738, Saxony, Germany, died 1808 in Schoharie County, New York. Published by the Beckstead Family Organization in 1963. I think my wife may even have Beckstead's.
I know one time when I was living up in Ogden, this lady called me and wanted to get information on the Salters, and we talked and talked and talked, and I said, well, my father's side of the family has published a book, and she said, oh, what's the name? And I said, Beckstead, and she says, I've got it. Let's see. I've got these in order. But what I've done is I've clipped.
Newspaper clippings?
Yeah, well, it's obituaries.
Obituaries.
But, you know, you'd be surprised genealogy information I've got in here. Now, like I say, I have to... Niece's husband was Peterson in there.
Was with BYU?
Yeah, that's when that plane crashed and killed all those doctors. Do you remember that?
Oh, that were going to the BYU game?
Uh-huh, down in...
Yeah. Tributes. Was that Grant L. Peterson then?
No, his name was Jim.
Oh, James L. Peterson.
Yeah.
I guess Grant L. Peterson gave a tribute to him. It was probably his son, huh?
I think it was his brother.
His brother?
Uh-huh.
Are you related to them somehow?
Well, now, Jim Peterson was married to my daughter. Let's see how that
Peterson.
Yeah. Oh, shucks. Don't tell me from that.
The plane that didn't make it over the hill out there near Point of the Mountain.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Right there by,
Here we go.
Yeah, they've listed it as Martha and Maddie Elmer Salter, Warren and Martha Hall. Now that's where the Hall comes in.
I see. She's born in Ogden of,
Mother's, Maddie's mother's maiden name would be Hall.
Uh-huh.
1875. Uh-huh.
There were two Hall lines in Utah. There was a Mormon Pioneer Hall line, but my Hall line was non-Mormon. My father was the first one to join the Mormon Church. And so this would have had to been from the Pioneer Halls because my Hall line came in from Cedar Rapids, Iowa with the railroad. They were railroad people. Let's see, if we go back to about 1934 or 35, that's when Glenn came to Ogden and lived in the Ogden 18th Ward. And I forget what they called the mutual people in those days. There were M-men somewhere along the line.
Yeah, M-men.
But before that, I think they called them adventurers or something. Anyway, we were somewhere around 16 years old. And he was put in to be the leader of this group of boys. And there were lots of us. There were probably at least 15 boys, maybe 20. And the scouting program in those days, and I think maybe they still even do it, that you could go into some kind of specialty. One big specialty was Sea Scouts. They would like to learn about... you know, boating and all that kind of stuff. But some of us played instruments, not very good, any of us. And I guess Glenn says, well, why don't we have an orchestra? And so he took us on, and let's see, we had a couple of guys who were playing on the trumpet. None of us were any good, you know. And a mandolin, which you don't think of as in an orchestra, but you had to take what you had.
Yeah.
And then there was a kid across the street who played a saxophone and a guy who played a guitar. And that's all I can... Oh, yeah, there were two who played trumpets. One of them was pretty good and the other not so good. So we put together that we decided this was going to be our thing, see?
Yeah.
And so... Glenn, of course, I think he had drums in that house.
Yeah, he always liked to play those,
too. He had drums, and then, of course, the piano.
Uh-huh.
And, Another thing I remember is that you had this big Packard automobile. Would you have ever remembered that or heard
that'd
be
too early for you? Yeah. Uh-huh.
So anyway, with this great big beautiful Packard automobile and the other things he had, he used to race little cars. They'd make tiny cars.
Like soap derby or
something along that line. They were run by a kind of what used to be called a Maytag gasoline engine. So they didn't go real fast, but anyway, of course, he had one of those, or two of them, I've forgotten. And so, you know, there were those kind of things, and the music, and he did lots of things like try to teach us manners. I remember that, you know, teaching teenage kids to have manners.
Uh-huh.
And then he had boxing gloves. And he'd have us boxing, but he had boxing going easy. Nobody got bloody nose or beat up or whatnot. And then he was into muscle building. And so that, you know, the kids liked all of these things. So he was very good at that. Now he had another guy working with him. I forget what his name was.
It wasn't Les Halliday, was it?
Wasn't Les Halliday.
Did you know him?
No. Was he somewhere in Ogden?
I thought so. Hmm. Oh, buddies. I got a brother they call Bud Halliday, and he's works for the post office up in Layton. Bill or Layton now, and let's see, this Bud Halliday's wife is a fabulous musician. Mm. She loves to get Hammond organs and play them, and she's really good. But now, isn't it about that time that Red Nichols went to school up there?
Could be, yeah. I think he was a little earlier. But yeah, everybody knew about Red Nichols being from Ogden.
Yes.
Well, where is Glenn Berry?
In Ogden.
Is he?
In the family plot.
Where is the, is it the Ogden City Cemetery?
Mm-hmm.
That's the old Ogden City Cemetery out on 21st Street or whatever it is.
Yeah, about there. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That's where a lot of my relatives are.
Yeah, there's, now Vern wasn't buried there, but Earl and Glenn are buried there, and the mother and father, and
Earl
also
and Glenn.
That Jensen is also buried there.
Jensen.
He's on the 12th Street Road, but they call it 12th Street in the...
He's on 12th Street?
In the cemetery now. But, now I think that's just the way
the cemetery only. Yeah,
because the cemetery's what, about 21st, and then it's just up a little ways from Washington. We were up there this last summer.
Mm-hmm. Where was Glenn born? Where was Glenn born?
Well, he was
in
born
California,
in
California?
No, Glenn was born in Ogden.
Glenn was born in Ogden.
His father had the orchestra up there. And Glenn, June 7th, 1901.
That's when Glenn was born. There was a Salter plot up there somewhere.
Oh, yes,
Well, what's Glenn's father's name?
John William.
John William Alter.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the orchestra too?
Yeah, he gave music lessons and he had an orchestra. I don't know where I got it.
How did he play in the main? Was it piano or something?
Piano. They said he could put a sheet of music on the piano and just play it right off like he practiced for years.
Hmm.
And
did he have a band that played in the White City or the Berthana or something like that?
And they played at the Hermitage and at Saul there. And with the money that he made from his music, he built that house on Adams, you know.
Where Glenn lived?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that was the Salter homestead then?
Oh, yeah, that was, on Adams.
Do you remember the address there? I've been trying to remember exactly where that was.
Well, it's quite close to town, isn't it?
Like yeah, it's close to town, yeah.
As I understand it, they've torn it down.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they put a...
I was going to go drive through there and see if I could pick out that house again, so it's been torn down, huh?
Yeah, and I didn't think it was that bad, you know. No.
I remember it as a substantial house.
Yeah, it was a good house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the father acquired a couple of other homes there in Ogden, and he was planning on retiring from his music. And, of course, that piano, that Busch and Gertz piano, is probably the one you played on. I still got it, but not here. It's
oh,
at my
really?
Son. It's at my son's place.
Now, is he living out there near
Provo.
The Provo Bay?
Yeah. Yeah, he's on that street the further south there. They call it Lakewood Drive, but it would be about 2800 south.
He was probably threatened by water or the lake rising. Huh?
Yeah, that's where they built the dike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his place was flooded all right when the water came up, but I don't think there's any. Anyway, Glenn was telling me that whenever any of your mothers would look for you, they say, well, they're probably over at Salter practicing.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Not everybody had telephones in those days.
Well, I guess not.
Yeah. In fact, most people didn't. So you'd have to send one of the kids over there to see if the other kid was there. What was Salter's first wife's name then? What was Glenn's first wife?
Priscilla.
Priscilla, you remember any more than that?
No, I really don't. He had a son that they named John David Salter. And I understand he's up in South Dakota now.
Son John? John David?
Uh-huh. John David went on a mission, had kind of an interesting experience. He and his companion were going along and they stopped at a farmhouse and the farmers offered them a drink and said, would you like milk or water? Well, John David took milk and the other companion took water for some reason or other. And the next day, John David had and of course he got real sick and they rushed him to the hospital. Church sent Priscilla to come back there and a baggage ticket to bring the body back. Well,
oh, he died?
He didn't die.
Oh, he didn't die?
No, they at the hospital, they said, well, we've got a serum that's never been tried before, and, well, almost like you're going to die anyway, so should we try it? And he said yes, and he lived.
Well, he died.
And it worked, and so that he went in the medical history. But this is a picture that I really prize. That happens to be my granddaughter, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that precious?
Yeah, so this was 1968. So you said, when did you come down here to Provo?
Probably about the next year.
About the next year following this.
Uh-huh.
So this would have been up in Ogden?
Up in Ogden. My oldest son, he went in the service and learned to fly, and he's a commercial pilot now, and that's his daughter. They used to come visit us quite often whenever they'd have leave, and this happened to be one of the trips that they made, and And my son John took this picture, and I think it's so precious. I really think a lot of it. But now I have a daughter that lives in Arcadia. She's still down in California. She married. She has three children, got two grandchildren now. And then my son is, when we were living in California, one of the counselors in the church took the scouts for a ride in a plane, and I think that kind of got John interested in flying. So when he went in the service, he went in the Air Force, and the planes that refueled the bombers. Mm-hmm. And then after he got out, he started working for Continental, and then he got in that deal where the Continental went and fired all the pilots, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he was out of work for a while, and he really got into kind of a bad situation. But now he's flying for U.S. Air. Mm-hmm. On the East Coast. Fine. He enjoys it a lot. And he thought a lot of Glenn. As a matter of fact, he said, made the remark once that he thought Glenn was a genius, you know, how he mechanical and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see then. So Glenn was married first to Priscilla.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he marry her?
In Salt Lake, I guess.
You don't remember her maiden name, huh?
No, I don't know anything.
Priscilla married in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Well, now, when he went back to California to settle business of some kind or other, would he have been married to Priscilla then?
Well, now, their son would have been born about in 1936. Now, does that tie in?
That'd be John David?
Yeah, John David.
He was born, John David was born,
born in
1936.
Yeah.
We had two wives, Priscilla and you.
M-A-R-V-E-L.
Yeah, well, there was a Marvel Murphy in Ogden.
Oh. I know there's a few around, but it seems like a rather unusual name.
What was your maiden name again?
Beckstead.
Oh yeah, Beckstead.
Uh-huh.
And then you married...
I married Sullivan.
Married S-O-L?
S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N,
Sullivan.
S-U-L-L-I...
Two L's.
I-V-A-N.
I-V-A-N.
Uh-huh.
Are you in Ogden? Oh, this, where were you when you married?
Actually, I married Sullivan in Morgan.
Oh. What was his first name?
John, or what? Joseph Leon. Joseph Leon Sullivan.
In Morgan.
Uh-huh.
Now, is he the one that died early then?
He's the one that died.
With the appendix thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You were a widow for a long time then before?
About 5 years, 5 or 6 years, I think.
So, there were five or six years, and then you married Glenn, huh?
And then I married Glenn in Salt Lake. Now, Glenn was working in Salt Lake. Of course, he was getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm. So, Standard Optical probably there in Salt Lake then, huh?
Well, at the time I met him, he was working for what they called just the optical shop.
Oh.
Salt Lake.
No. Another thing, Glenn could do was massage.
Yeah, he was quite interested in you know, medicine and that. Too bad he couldn't have gotten some kind of training, you know, because like you say, he was very good at a lot of things.
How active was Glenn in the church? Do you know?
To me, he's what you call 100% Mormon. He just firmly believed in it. And he just really thought a lot of the church, you know. Oh, and I have to tell you, when he met me, now I have to say, I think he liked me. And so he wanted to get married in the temple. So, of course, now my first husband, I really loved him. I mean, he was a wonderful guy. And of course, when I married him, we were both the same age, and I thought, here I am, we're going to live a nice long life together. And oh, boom. We'd only been married, what, about 5 years or so, and he died. So, of course, and then I stayed single for quite a while. So then when Glenn come along and I met him, and he seemed to like me a lot. And of course, I had problems trying to raise a couple of children. You know, and back in those days, now I was a bookkeeper, and I had shorthand typing and bookkeeping machines and everything, and I couldn't make a decent wage.
Not even with all that expertise, huh?
They just don't pay in Utah. They don't pay the wages. Mm-hmm. Now I work for the Capps and Bowman Real Estate Company.
I've heard that name.
Yeah, they were quite the real estate company there. I worked for them for several years.
This was Salt Lake or Ogden?
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake, yeah.
And anyway, of course, when my husband died, I moved in with my folks and moving around. And at the time I was going with Glenn, I was taking my kids to church because I wanted to raise them. And as a matter of fact, I was teaching Sunday school. And so of course, Glenn at that time was getting a divorce, and he lived in the ward. There, he lived, what, on 60th and, you know, Glenn says, well, let's get married in the temple. And I thought, well, if I'm doing wrong by doing that, if I should have gone to my first husband, maybe that can be straightened out. And so I thought, having the two kids and everything, if we got married in the temple, you just have that attitude of, to me, living a little better life, and you know, I wanted to raise my kids nice. And
were you married in the temple to your first husband? So
no,
that was
no.
A church or civil marriage?
That was just a civil marriage.
Yeah.
So I went to my bishop and asked for a recommend, and then Glenn went to his bishop for a recommend, and I thought probably Glenn would be turned down on account of his divorce. Now, I don't know just what the deal would be. So Glenn's bishop said, well, bring the girl down that you're going to marry. You know, I'd like to meet her. So we goes down to meet Glenn's bishop, and as I walked in, it was a fellow that had been coming to the real estate company, and I knew him real well.
Oh.
So he said, oh, no problem, I'll give you a recommend. So then I went to my bishop, and he said, no, your name's not on the record. Here I was a Sunday school teacher.
Oh.
And he says, your name's not on the record, I can't give you one. Hmm. So Glenn went to, he and I went to the tabernacle one time when we knew that Richard was going to be there. Now, you know, LeGrand Richard was a bishop when Glenn was a Boy Scout in Glendale, California.
Glenn, oh, really?
Boy Scout leader. So he knew LeGrand Richard pretty well. And so he and I went up to the tabernacle, and Glenn said, Marvel's got a problem with her bishop because her name's not on the records, but my bishop will give us a recommend. And LeGrand says, I don't want to go over his head. I can't do it. Mm. And I think that really cut Glenn to the heart, you know, because, like I say, he was offering to marry me in the temple. Mm. And technicality. Mm. Now, people in my family that I have told about that, they're just furious.
Mm.
They say, oh, that he had no reason to do that.
Mm.
Of course, at that time, I understand they were kind of getting down on the bishops for giving out too many recommends.
Mm.
Now, so I guess I just got caught in the middle. So we never did get married, so I don't know, you know, whether I should go ahead and what to do.
Mm. Well, you probably, you know, nowadays, they sort of leave it up to the Lord to settle in the end, and sometimes you get sealed to two different men.
And
hereafter you choose or what?
That's what I kind of feel, that if I've done it wrong, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that really hurt Glenn. But he never really, I'd say, turned down the church, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like I say, when we went to California, we tried to start up an optical business of our own.
Here in this area?
No, in Los Angeles.
Oh, down when you're down there?
Yeah, when we were down in Los Angeles.
Did Glenn do any orchestra work when he was here in Provo?
I don't think he did. Of course, about that time, while we were up in Ogden, when Doug got about 14, they started a little orchestra, you know, and it was, of course, about the Beatle time and that. Mm. And of course, we had the piano, and what Doug wanted to do was play the guitar, so we gave him lessons on the guitar and bought him a guitar, and they formed a little band up there, and then when he came down here, well, of course, when we were up in Ogden, you know, you're talking about the Packard and taking the kids around. Well, we had a Ford station wagon that we'd take the kids around. They'd play at Hillfield. All around like that. Glenn kind of was, you know, looked after or kind of sponsored them.
Mm.
And we came down here. Let's see. We came down here. Doug had graduated from high school. Joined a car club that was called the Barons. I don't know, you know, you probably didn't hear about it, but every once in a while they'd have car shows at the parks, and the kids would fix up these cars. And now Doug acquired a 63 Chevy convertible, and they were in the parade, and at the time that Pat Boone and his wife were grand marshals, they rode in Doug's car.
Oh.
So that was quite a thrill. So then, of course, then Doug got in with a fellow from Mapleton. Now their name is Joneses, and one of them's a doctor there in Springville. His name's Robert Jones, is a brother to this Walt Jones. And Walt Jones at one time was a nutrition representative, I think he made a band down there, and they bought a bus, and they go around playing every once in a while, but like I say, none of them can get up their job, you know, they have to support their family.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing from then on.
I can understand living in church, but not really going to church. Was Glenn that way later on in life? Or?
Well, of course, when we were in California, we went to church quite often, and like we were quite busy trying to get that business going, and we'd even go down to L.A. on Sundays and holidays, you know, to get the work out. At that time, Doug was born, go, and my children would go. Now, my son John got a nice, I'll say training in the church down there. And of course, Glenn's brother Vern was very active in the church. So, you know, we'd go when we could, but maybe not as often. But we loved, and I do, and I was born in it. So now I'm trying to kind of a little more than what I haven't learned before.
Is there a ward you go to here?
Oh yes, I go to the Sharon Second Ward.
Sharon Second.
Sharon